But in the meantime, we will go back to basketball and our continuing coverage of Pella Boys basketball, powered by Hy-Vee with Derek Schulte of the Pella Boys basketball team as the Dutch give him a happy 45th birthday present, 57-43. Coach, I know we started our day together and a little bit of a surprise from the team and your guys in the second half in particular giving you a nice gift to send off today. Your thoughts about how they were able to battle just like we thought it would be in this conference with Klein back and are able to keep this ball rolling here the second half of the season.
Well, we would have loved to have played a little cleaner game on both ends of the floor. This is the reality of the Little Hawkeye Conference and really postseason basketball. Both teams know each other well. They made it tough. They sort of controlled the pace of this game and were able to slow it down. We had stretches in the first half where we played well but didn't close it out in great fashion. But I thought our mindset was really good in the locker room. You could see the confidence. We didn't waver. We weren't getting caught up in the moment. It's more of how can we respond. We came out right away. Got a couple great shots right at the rim, got a couple stops, and were able to extend it. And I thought our bench energy was excellent in that second half. It allowed a transition look for us that gave us some energy, and we're able to finish it out. So great response in the second half on a night that sometimes was ugly and sometimes was tough to watch, but beating Newton is something that we'll always take.
Well, and it felt like the two key parts of this game, Newton gets back into it in the final couple minutes of the second quarter, really with their rebounding. A lot of second chance points for them there. But then on the final few minutes of the third quarter was really your best stretch, maybe in conference play in quite some time. Defense turning into offense, some energy already in the gym that was added to it. And that little stretch where you took it to about a five-possession game really felt like it took the wind out of Newton's sails.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, our active defense is critical. Teams are trying to take us out of transition. And so the way to do that is to generate it from our defensive opportunities. We had a stretch that did that, and we need to be a team that it might be a grind for a lot of the night, but how can we get that 8-0 run that can be a separator? And tonight was an example.
And then, of course, from there, as we're here with Derek Schulte, head coach of the Pella Boys basketball team, this fourth quarter much better than last Friday in the sense of execution. Newton never got into the foul game just because you were able to keep that distance. Ideally, you would try to keep building that lead, but obviously your guys were in a scrap. There's a lot of energy in the gym, and again, very, very, you know, I guess, controlled basketball in that fourth quarter.
You're exactly right. Make them hit twos, right? So we talk about you want to make them hit tough contested twos versus getting it 3-by-3. And then offensively, finding that balance of trying to get a good shot but also run clock, right? And so, you know, I think we're still working through that piece a little bit, but we're able to run clock late there, hit a couple free throws, and get out of here with a W.
Here at Derek Schulte as we talk about Pella's win here 57-43 and your guys again keep the winning rolling. And before the game, just all sorts of emotions right here for the team, 2021 team back in the house, some of whom there's a close enough generational gap, played with some of these guys just a few short years ago, others who are already young adults in our world. And you know, 5 years is the first milestone of many we hope to celebrate with the 2021 team, and obviously some similarities, don't want to compare directly, but obviously we're the teams are positioned, there's some similarities to 2026 to 2021.
Well, it's great to have the guys back from the 2021 team. 5 years goes fast, right? And so to see this many guys be able to come back where you know life changes says a lot about this group and their connectedness. We're looking forward to grabbing some food here afterwards with them. But that's a group that set the standard. They set the standard with leadership. They set the standard by being a team that was unselfish and fun to play, and a team that ultimately was highly competitive and made history with the third state championship in the history of Pella basketball. Great night to honor them. And I'd say it's always a great example for this current team to see guys like that and remember what made them special. As we put this postseason push in play here, they'll be an example that we can use.
And I want to give a shout out to some of the members who took a picture with a certain someone that was born that very week. Aiden was here in the house and got to take a picture with a group of guys that obviously a week that very selfishly for our audience, and I'm going to talk about it every time I can, means a whole lot to me as well. And that gets us to the teeth of the season and the grind. A unique opportunity. We haven't had a lot of Saturday games. This was a snow out, if you will, from earlier in the year. And tough because you're going to be in a 2.5-hour-ish bus ride on your way to Fort Madison.
it's a quick turnaround, right, after a physical tough game. And so our job is to go down there and make sure we take care of business. And Fort Madison will be ready. They got a talented guard and a 6'10 big. And so we know our work's cut out for us. Rebounding will definitely be a focus area. But most importantly, of how can we just make sure we respond the right way and not take steps back, but instead take a step forward and then have a day off on Sunday and head back into conference play.
Well, we mentioned that only because I won't have a chance to talk to you in between. And clearly the game in the season that you look back on that you learned a lot from, but also the one that you'd love to have back and you get a chance. Oskaloosa came to this gym on what was kind of a wacky night in terms of pace and all those other kinds of things. The Indians are a much improved team, as we've seen throughout the Little Hawkeye Conference, but I'm sure your guys will be focused and ready to start that one on Tuesday night at their gym.
Be a great basketball game. We know it'll be physical. We know it'll be intense. It's exactly what high school basketball should be about. We're excited for Tuesday.
That's head coach Derek Schulte of the Pella basketball team following a 57-43 win over the Cardinals. Coach, appreciate your time. Enjoy your birthday dinner with some of your favorite athletes from Pella years gone by, and get some rest because you got to get on the bus early tomorrow.
Sounds great. Thank you, Andrew.